shock out of season. Feel out of season. Am I a workhorse? 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 Am I a workhorse?
Good afternoon. This is WMUC FM College Park Radio, and you are listening to Nervous Child Collection.
Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. 1 out of 3 TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental health center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit the health center and be a healthier TERP.
Hello, everyone. Hope everyone is doing well this afternoon. My name is Jordan. The show is Nervous Child Collection, and this is my last ever episode of radio ever. I have been doing this since October of 2021, consistently for the past 5 years, and it has been such a big part of my life. I owe WMUC so much of my college and graduate school experience because they provided me such an important part of who I am. I've always been a big music person, and being able to talk about music is just, it's beyond important to me. I love also the idea of like blogging and like writing about music. So having this type of outlet was perfect for everything that I wanted to do. And here I am at my very last episode. I technically could do next week, but I'm not going to be here. And that's, yeah, so that leads me to today. If you guys have been listening to me for the semester, or for the past couple of years, or maybe if today's your first time ever hearing my voice, thank you for being a part of this. This is something I'm never going to forget. And, you know, it would be cool if one day I could continue something like this, like whether it's radio, college radio, or just having some sort of outlet for talking about music. But shout out to WMUC and University of Maryland for fulfilling my college experience with my love for music. So yeah, and today is just the end of that. So what I'm going to be playing are just my favorite songs ever. I can't play every single song, but I fortunately picked out like 8 or so songs that are just so unbelievably important to me. And the first one I'm going to start with is All These Things I've Done That I've Done by The Killers. This is one of my favorite songs of all time, and it's a song that I always say that I want. It's like the last song I want to hear before I die. That's kind of how I've always framed it, and I've told everyone in my life that. Like, this is that song for me. It's a perfect song, and it takes every ounce of emotion for me to like get through it sometimes, and I feel like at some point today I'm gonna cry. But yeah, this is once again an episode of all my favorite songs to celebrate my last ever hour on WMUC Radio. So this is All These Things That I've Done by The Killers. Hope you guys enjoy.
soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier.
That was All These Things That I've Done by The Killers. There's so many things to love about that song, but especially the bridge, in my opinion. That really gets me going. All right, next I'm going to play Hello Euphoria by Turnover. Turnover is one of my favorite bands ever. Their album Peripheral Vision is probably my favorite album of all time, I'd say. And Hello Euphoria off this album has just always had such a hold on me. It was kind of hard to pick a song from this album, but I found myself always saying that this is my favorite, and I would say that that's true. So yeah, this is Hello Euphoria by Turnover. Hope you guys enjoy.
Like the first time, it's a long way.
Great. That was Hello Euphoria by Turnover. Beautiful song. I love the instrumental to that song and the way that it opens. Next, I'm going to be playing Fairbanks, Alaska by The Front Bottoms. The Front Bottoms are my favorite band of all time, and my favorite song ever, and my favorite song by The Front Bottoms is The Beers. But unfortunately, that's an explicit song, and I don't know where a non-explicit version exists, so I can't play it, and no matter how much I would love to, gotta abide by the rules, of course. So I'm playing a runner-up, which is Fairbanks, Alaska, off of their album In Sickness and In Flames. But for me, I recommend everyone goes and listens to The Beers, because it's the best song ever. All right, this is Fairbanks, Alaska by The Front Bottoms. Hope you guys enjoy.
Official member of the Latitude 66 Aurora Borealis life. Good stuff is happening all around me. People are high-fiving, people are freaking out.
That was Fairbanks, Alaska. Next, I'm going to transition into 104 Degrees by Slaughter Beach Dog, but I'm going to play the Audio Tree live version. 104 Degrees by Slaughter Beach Dog has become a very important song to me. Over the past year or so, it's been my favorite song of that band's for a very long time, probably since I started listening to them when I was a senior in high school. But this song has, like, specifically had a really profound impact on me over the past year, and it's just one of my favorites ever. The Audio Tree live version I love because the outro is extended, and it's just it's so emotional and raw in the way that they, like, close out with their instruments. Yeah. Anywho, this is 104 Degrees, Audio Tree live version by Slaughter Beach Dog. Hope you guys enjoy.
I saw her in a dream, sitting in the bookstore lobby, sitting on a bench on Baltimore and reading Murakami, slipped with salt beneath the sun, her hands now tying up her hair, one pair of deeply tinted shades reflects my unbelieving stare, and it was, I am taken. She asked me what I wanted, as if one ever really knew, and I said, dull domestication, free from pressure to pursue another love, another touch, another tired conversation. And then she shut her novel sharply and proposed a new location. And at once, I obliged. Details for new protesters, a one white printer, paper, flyer. She says, I feel so old, admitting culture makes me tired. She leads me into the cafe. Her intention is exact. It is 104 degrees. She takes her coffee hot and black. And it was, I am a tramp. She suggests we settle down. We need to settle down for good. She knows the perfect place on Martha Street in her old neighborhood. And then a taxi sounds a horn. Of all our things, and it's parked outside the cafe. The driver sounds incredibly impatient. We merge onto the freeway, she rolls her window down completely. The driver dials into a station, and then she smiles at me discreetly. She says, I love this song, then turns away and tracks the clouds. The driver curses with conviction, while heavy metal drummer plays us out. We'll be right back.
right, that was 104 Degrees, Audio Tree Live version. Whew, do I love that song. Goodbye. Sorry, I'm looking up the next song. I really, really, really love that song. I can't even express it. And the Audio Tree Live version is perfect. I love a long outro. I love a long song, really. So that's just a perfect song for me. All right, next, kind of in a, I'm keeping with some similar themed or like genre as I'm going throughout. So next, I'm going to switch over to Goodbye Old Lover, Hello New Friend by Oso Oso. I actually got tickets to see them in like sometime in June, I think. Very cheap tickets, which I appreciated. But yeah, this is just, I've loved Oso Oso for years. They technically were like the first artists I ever saw live because they opened for the Front Bottoms for my first concert. And that was so special. But Goodbye Old Lover, Hello New Friend is just, whew, it's a good one, let me tell you. All right. Hope you guys enjoy this one. See you soon.
Goodbye, old lover, hello, friends, where it ends and begins again. Tack, 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 t
right. That was Goodbye, Old Lover, Hello, New Friend. What a fun song. I love the bridge of that song. And Oso Oso is super underrated, so I recommend listening to him and his music if you haven't already heard of it. Next, I'm going to play an album or a song off of an album that was for a very long time my favorite album ever. And I would say it's not anymore because it's just like not really in my rotation like it used to be. But I'm going to be playing I'll Be Alright by Passion Pit off of their album Gossamer. Gossamer changed my life. Like, that album changed how I was as a person. It changed who I was as a music listener and has influenced a lot of the music that I enjoy today and just kind of how I am. Like, it just changed my life. I fell in love with it. I know the date. It was August 21st, 2020. Right? So we're approaching 6 years since I first fell in love with the album. I had been listening to Passion Pit for a few years, but not really like all of their music at that point. And then I listened to the album in full and the rest became history. And it's been like one of my favorite albums forever. It was my favorite album for like years, but I don't listen to it as much anymore. So I don't think I would say it's my favorite album. I think it's still a top contender, but you know, who cares? It's just my own personal list, isn't it? But I'll Be Alright is like my favorite track off of that album, and I wanted to share it with you guys. So yeah, this is I'll Be Alright by Passion Pit, and I hope you guys enjoy. That was I'll Be All Right by Passion Pit, an electric song, if you will. I love that Passion Pit can bring so much energy to all of their music, but the lyrics are always really sad most of the time. They really create this paradox when you're listening to their music, but it's hard to dislike something that's so fun and energetic. All right, next up, I'm going to be playing Supercut by Lorde. Lorde is my favorite solo artist of all time, for sure. She has shaped me so much. I have been blessed to see her live twice now, but I saw her in the pit this past year for her stadium tour for Virgin, and that was the best. Like, that was the best concert I've ever been to by far. She is an incredible performer. Her music means the world to me, but just in general, she is one of a kind, truly. And Supercut has always been my favorite song by her, followed by Ribs and Greenlight. Like, it's nothing original what I'm a favorite of, but Supercut was a song that carried me through genuinely years of my life. So, yeah. This is Supercut by Lorde. Hope you guys enjoy.
In my head, I play a supercut of us. All the magic we gave off. All the love we had and lost. And in my head, the visions never stop. These ribbons wrap me up. When I reach for you, there's just a supercut. In your car, the radio up. In your car, the radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. I'm someone you maybe might love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush. Be your violent overnight rush. Make you crazy over my touch. But it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. Oh, it's just a supercut of us. Just a supercut. Cause in my head, I do everything right. When you call, I forgive and I fight. Because all of the moments I play in the dark. We were wild and fluorescent, come home to my heart. In your car, the radio up. In your car, the radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. Slow motion, I'm watching our love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush. Be your violent overnight rush. Make you crazy over my touch. But it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. Oh, it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. But it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. Oh, it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. Cause in my head, I do everything right. When you call, I forgive and not fight. All the moments I play in the dark. I'm fluorescent, come home to my heart. Cause in my head, I do everything right. When you call, I've forgiven that fight. Because eyes are the moments I play in the dark. We were wild and fluorescent, come home to my heart.
All right, that was Supercut by Lord. Perfect song. Wow. All right, so I've got two more today. The next one I want to play is Bull Believer by Wednesday. Wednesday has become one of my favorite bands over the past couple of months, and I don't think that that's going to change. It's my love for them literally grows every single day. And Bull Believer, I think, is just genuinely like the best song that they've created. So incredibly well done. And I think you guys deserve to listen to it. I'll have one song after that, but I really wanted to include this, and I'm glad I have enough time to do so. All right? This is Bull Believer by Wednesday. Hope you guys enjoy.
Got them right between the shoulders. Oh,
All right, that was Bull Believer by Wednesday. So glad I got to play that one. And now I have one last song to end out my time as a WMUC radio host. First Time by Lucy Dacus. I think this is the most perfect song of all time. I genuinely do not have a single bad thought about it. I've never listened to it. Every time I listen to it, actually, I literally get the feeling of, this is the best song I've ever heard. Like, that's every single time I think that. And it's like almost like I'm having like an aha moment every single time I hear this song. So without further ado, I'm finishing it all out with First Time by Lucy Dacus. Hope you guys enjoy.
I'm stuck.
All right, that was First Time by Lucy Dacus, and that about does it. Wow, it's crazy to think that that's it, but that's it. I just got to thinking, actually, and I think a really, really funny and interesting thing is the first song I ever played on WMUC radio, this was like beginning of October my freshman year in 2021. I played the first song ever was I'll Be All Right by Passion Pit. And I think it would have been funny if I finished out with that because I obviously played that earlier. So it would have been crazy to just have a genuine full circle moment. But full circle enough. Maybe I branched off a little bit at the end. But yeah, so my name is Jordan. I am graduating in 2 weeks for the second time from this university. And I have now finished 5 years as a WMUC radio host. Can't believe that I did this for 5 years. It was such a wonderful experience. And I'm going to miss WMUC so much. I'm going to miss University of Maryland so much. And this is just so surreal and bittersweet. But thank you for everyone who's listened to me over the years. Once again, the show is Nervous Child Collection. I'm not going anywhere, just not here. Yeah, well, I guess I'll see you guys on the other side. Hope everyone has a great rest of their Wednesday. And yeah, I guess enjoy the rest of the shows today. Thank you, guys. See ya. I guess not soon. See you never. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jimmy Dean of Columbia Records, and I just wanted to tell you, for entertainment that's tops in college radio, keep your dial set at WMUC,